Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. And we finally got a little bit of a bounce here today in these markets.
We really did, Randy. We started the bounce overnight in the wheat and soybean market, and we continued through the day session. Funds were very strong buyers. It appears that traders are looking to see if there's a person in between, let's say, the grain and the final product. By that, I'm saying there's more risk in coronavirus relative to a soy meal production or soy oil or wheat. And so with those potential plant closures or disruptions in the supply chain, we're adding premium, if you will, in price due to that. So those are the market leaders here today.
It also had dollar just maybe slightly softer here at times here today as well, helping a little bit, but also oil prices don't give any relief to the corn market.
No, really not. The dollar helped as the Fed went all in terms of QE and providing an open checkbook. That was seen as positive this morning. But we still have the issues, if you will, with ethanol. I can tell you there'll be more plants closing this week. Their margins are about 60 cents to the negative. And so the ethanol plants either have to drop corn bids or do something here to save margin. They've got some hedges in place, which will help them. But I'm concerned about additional plant closures and slowing going forward. We're looking for a drag on corn demand, Randy, now around 40 or 50 million bushels a month from what we consider to be a slowing ethanol industry.
Well, that also implies, has ramifications for that March 31st planting intentions, doesn't it?
It could. I mean, we could see farmers, and we've adjusted some of our seeding estimates where farmers may plant less corn, may plant more beans. We've taken a million acres from one and given to the other, corn to beans. But saying that, I don't think the March stocks report will really catch the ethanol downfall because that crude oil problem didn't happen until after March 1st. So it will be something in plantings, but I'm expecting it not to be found on this report. Maybe we can look at it later down the road just because it happened after the survey was taken.
Okay, all right. And then we have our livestock markets pretty much limit higher, except the hog first couple months of hogs, but that one a little softer, but still, all in all, not a bad day there.
No, not a bad day at all, and we're already calling for expanded limit up tomorrow on cattle. Of course, that discount of cash to futures is wide. There was a scattered trade at 121 in the cash cattle market on the weekend. That was supportive, and so if packers are willing to pay $5 to $7 more for cash cattle, that'll be reflected in the Chicago futures market right away. So the April delivery is only 2 weeks away, so I've never seen it before in my career that we had a $20 basis with 2 weeks going into the delivery period, but that's what we have here today. And looks to me like funds just sold too many cattle and got its way too short in the futures market.
Anything else we need to be talking about or be aware of here?
Really not. This is a very fluid market. Each and every day is trading lots of different fundamentals. We are seeing trading volume starting to ebb lower because of the volatility. I think it's a trend that will persist. Right now, we're just trying to understand the coronavirus and when we will see peak infections in the United States and in the world. Probably several weeks away, but that's what the focal point is, at least for traders here in Chicago, Randy.
Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company.